The shiur is dedicated to my wife's grandmother, Chayaleah Bas Yaakov Lev, and to my father's father, whose yahrzeit was today. Halavai that both neshamot should have an aliyah. Pashas Bahar B'Chukosai is the culmination of a sefer that focuses on Kedusha. The first half is devoted to Karbanos, Tum of Atara. The second half to the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael as reflected in the Kedusha of the Moadim. However, suddenly in Bahar V'Chukosai, there's a new theme that's introduced, a rather frightening theme, but one that's a stark reality in the history of Klal Yisrael. And that theme, of course, is the theme of Golus, that the Torah presents us at the end of Parshas Acharemos, and also at the end of Parshas Kedoshim. The Torah uses a similar expression in both of those parshiyos. I want to mention as well that the shiur is also dedicated, I apologize, to my Greenwald Shlita, to his father, Dick Greenwald Zichron Livracha, that I was zeicha to have a long-standing friendship with in St. Louis. It was almost a yedid nefesh of mine. He owned a Sfarim store in St. Louis, and I hung out there, certainly, all the years I was in St. Louis. An outstanding Baal Chesed, an outstanding Baal Tfila, and also the shiur is dedicated Le'ilu Nishmaso HaTahira. At the end of Acharemos, the Torah uses the following language. The Torah says, V'lo soki ha'aret eschem etamachem osa, that Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, will be literally disgorged from Eretz Yisrael, and that's, of course, a reference to Golus. And a similar pasuk is found at the end of Kedoshim as well. V'lo soki ha'aret eschem etamachem osa, kasher ko'a fagoy asher lefnechem. The language of Hakor is already pointed out by Rishonim, a language that's very similar to a seer, a pot, that absorbs and has a bliya shel iser, and that bliya shel iser has to be extirpated, has to be removed. I try to be masklet, the bliya, to an act of hagola. But golos is a frightening and dreaded punishment, frightening primarily because it represents hester panim. Klal Yisrael in the ideal state is in a state of gilui panim, in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach. And the Torah tells us in both of these parshiyos, it foreshadows the punishment of the Golos by telling us this language that I just mentioned. However, the Torah emphasizes that departure from the land is not a special onesh imposed upon us because of our technological ineptitude, because of our inability to administer or govern the land properly, but rather, Chazal tell us, and both Rashi and Ramban refer to this, that this is a natural phenomenon. As a result of certain behavior patterns, Eretz Yisrael eino mikayemes ovri avera. Eretz Yisrael cannot tolerate particularly three averos, which a Jew is obligated to give up his or her life for, give our rayin shrichas dovin avet azara. And Eretz Yisrael will cast off the people who defile themselves with such abominations. It's also the content of the Haftarah that the Gemara describes in Megillah, the Haftarah of Yecheskel, which generally the practice is not to read Acharemos Kedoshim. We read the Haftarah of Acharemos, Halokim Nekushim, Atemli, but the Haftarah of Kedoshim, which is generally not read, is called the Haftarah of Ir Hadomim, Yushalayim miscastigated, specifically for these three averos. And the Rabban Chumash notes that Eretz Yisrael cannot weather individuals who chas v'shalom are in violation of the three cardinal sins that a Jew is obligated to give up his life for. Rashi, here in Chumash, invokes the analogy of a delicate digestive system that has ingested an item that's inappropriate. And simply, the guf, the body of the individual, is not able to handle it and ultimately spews it forth. The lashon of the pasuk in Mechukosai, v'lo sigal nafshi eschem. Sigal in the lashon giul. Giula means a foreign object, a foreign body that has to be removed, that has to be dislodged. An examination of the Shittas Ramban in Chumash, which Dafka in several Parshios underscores the centrality of Eretz Yisrael. Here again in the Chukosai, one sees this blatantly and very prominently in the Ramban. The Ramban tells us that all these aforementioned areas of Kedusha that I mentioned earlier, be they Karbanos or Negoyim or Moadim, all reflect the distinctive nexus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. The nations of the world, says the Ramban, they operate under a Hashkocha Klolis, a general kind of Hashkocha. They operate within the Chuki HaTeva, within laws of nature that Hashem set into motion at the time of creation, while Klal Yisrael enjoys the Hashkocha Pratis. We enjoy a favorite son status with Hashem Yisbarach. And the closer one is to Hashem, the greater, the more intense is the sense of Hashkocha, and of course at the same time, the more intense is the Achrayut, is the responsibility that in effect devolves upon us. But the Ramban extends this idea further. The Ramban notes that the intensity of this Hashkocha is most palpably felt in Eretz Yisrael. As the Pasuk writes in Sefer Dvarim, Eretz Hashe'eni Hashem Elokecha Bo, Meireshis Hashona Ad Achrishona. So in this week's Parsha, the Ramban, in great detail, beautifully portrays the character of this Hashkocha Nisit, of this unbelievable, miraculous Hashkocha, L'mala Midrach HaTeva, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's almost an idyllic kind of portrait of the people who live in total harmony with our neighbors, with Asati Shalom Baretz, Ushchavtem Ve'en Machavid, Ve'ishbati Chayor Ra'a Min Ha'aretz, V'cher Lo Sarva Be'artzachem. A messianic, idyllic, ideal, utopian kind of description. The Torah describes a nation, Am Yisrael, that will not suffer from a panoply of dreadful diseases, but will enjoy personal health, and will be ensconced in the context where weather conditions are ideal, v'nasati gishmechem bi'itam, and where agricultural conditions will lead to prosperity and a sense of total fecundity. And all this, says the Ramban, and he writes this explicitly, will not be isolated series of events occurring periodically, but rather an ongoing timidi, a constant perpetual state that clearly and unequivocally bespeaks the Yad Hashem. And the Hashkocha Nisit, of course, is directed towards Klal Yisrael. Let me just read a bit of the language of the Ramban, the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai. We comment on the initial sukkim. Ukvabiyanu, the Ramban says, Ki elu habrachot kulam nisim. All the brachot mentioned at the beginning of the Parshas Bechukosai are all miraculous. Ein b'teva sheyavo hakshomim v'yasholom lanu min ha'oidim. It's not something of a natural nature that will have rain and there will be peace and our enemies will be intimidated. Why did the Torah publicize them? They're ongoing. It's a constant, ongoing phenomena. And the Ramban sees this under what circumstances, under what conditions. When we are shleimim, we're committed to Hashem Yisbarach, Lo yisnai inyanam b'teva klal. We operate l'malam b'derech ha-teva. We're not governed by natural laws. Lo b'gufam v'lo ba'arsam. Neither our physical bodies, nor our land. Lo b'chlalam v'lo b'yachim mehem. Neither the public at large, nor individuals living in Eretz Yisrael. Ki yibarech Hashem lachma m'leima. Hashem will bless, will have fertility, agricultural perspective. The yosin nachma mikibam, we won't suffer from any diseases. Ashele yistachu l'rofe, a very famous comment of the Ramban. There won't be any need to have recourse to doctors. Ki ani Hashem rofecha. And the Ramban goes on to describe this phenomenon. But the tenai, of course, is, as he writes afterwards, Ve'elu ha'brachas v'tashlumeim lo tiyena rak b'yos kol Yisrael otzim v'tzor avim sheba shamayim. U'vinyat shamayim v'oret sholim al v'cholosso. And the Ramban indicates that we never really was zochen to come to this level, this madrega, neither the rabbim nor yechidim. And that's why in Chazal you find that these are futuristic kind of haftachos in terms of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, in effect, deal with us when we reach that level of shleimus. So that is the tonight kol lemaisa. That's the precondition in order that we should be zochet to this level. But b'chol zos, one sees in the Ramban that Eretz Yisrael is of a markedly different nature. This position of the Ramban, which, as I mentioned, is articulated any number of times in his Teresh HaTorah. One sees it in Chayisara, one sees it in Acharemos, one sees it here again in the Chukosai and other places. It's already adumbrated by the Ramban, I believe, in Pashim Lech Lecha. When Hashem is brought to the Avim Avinu, Vayotzi Otzo Hachutza, Vayomer, Habet Na Shamayimo, and he tells him to go look up. So Rashi quotes a famous Chazal that Avraham Avinu was told by Hashem, our history, our destiny is l'malo me'amazolo. Ain mazol b'Yisrael. The Gemara says, Hakol toli b'mazol. But when it comes to Klal Yisrael, we are above the mazolos. We're not governed by the forces of history, not governed by the canons of rationality, but everything with us is the Malam Midrach HaTeva. And this, of course, is Dafka, most palpably felt in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, Kum Hisalech Ba'aretz La'arko L'rachba, Ki L'cho Adnena. Gemara says in Ba'avasa, Nach Kuf, famous Gemara. We know from Mishnayos and Ba'avasa and Kedushin that normally, how does one acquire property? The classic Kinyana Makesef Shtar Chazaka. And yet, vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael, how do we acquire Eretz Yisrael? Not through the normal channels of Kesef Shtar Chazaka, but rather through Halicha. Kum Hisalech Ba'aretz La'arko L'rachba, Ki L'cha Adnena. Gemara says in Ba'avasa, Eretz Yisrael, Muchzeket Yilanu Me'avoseinu. We have a presumptive right to Eretz Yisrael. But with one proviso, and that proviso is that we fulfill the Tanai that Hashem told Avraham Avinu, the Tanai of Halicha. Kum Hisalech Ba'aretz La'arko L'rachba. The bris that Hashem consummated with Avraham Avinu, it sounded totally and unreservedly upon the special yachas that we enjoy with the Ribbono Shel Olam, a yachas that exhausts itself completely in leading a life of Kedusha. Without the Kedusha of Kedoshim Tiyu, without the Kedusha of Elam Adi Hashem, then we have no rights. The moment we deny the Kedusha, the moment we abandon that kind of lifestyle, the moment that we claim there's nothing unique, we are no different than any other of the nations of the world. And chas v'shalom, we will forfeit our right to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the Makom HaMikdash. Because the question that is begging to be asked is a very elementary and fundamental one. Is there any logical connection between observing chukim and mishpatim, following the Ratzon Hashem, and the abundance of rain in Eretz Yisrael? And the Torah tells us that very clearly. It's Sefer Dvarim, in a passion that we read every single day, V'hoyam shemo atishmol mitzvosai asher anochi mitzav etchem ayom. Li'avos Hashem alokechem ulahavdo v'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem. And the result, the consequence is, v'nasati mitaratzechem b'yitzo yoreh u'malkosh. Yasata d'ganecha v'sirosheka v'yitzarecha. Which is essentially replicated by the psukim in the beginning of the Chukosa. Can we logically understand a non-observance of Shemitah for 70 years and the resultant effect of our being in Golos for 70 years? What is the nature of this quid pro quo of b'mida shoda mode mode din lo? On the contrary, the more I cultivate the land, the more productive the economy, the more successful my handiwork. So it seems to be completely incomprehensible, totally irrational. The atochas of the Torah, be it in Kriya Shema, be it in Bichul Kosai, and the answer apparently is, and this is embedded, merumas in the haftocha given to Avraham Avinu. Kum yisalech v'aretz la'orko l'rachma. The answer is halicha, a realization of our inherent obligations to observe chukim and mishpatim, upon which follow all the brachos that are mentioned here in the Chukosai. And perhaps with this we can understand the terminological use of this verb that occurs a number of times in a recurrent fashion throughout the parsha. The Torah begins in the Chukosai Teleichu, Lashon Halicha. The Sforno explains over here that Halicha does not denote any particular destination. He writes, Inyan ha'alicha, hu ha'holech ono va'ono lo el makom echad. A person is walking to and fro without any clear destination. The kavanah of the Torah apparently is to invite Klal Yisrael to participate attitudinally in a halicha, namely, in a view of history, in the view of our role that was painted for us by Avraham Avinu. Kum yisalech v'aretz v'arko l'rachba. And if we comply with that halicha, then, in effect, as I indicated, that halicha becomes a vehicle of kinyan. Avraham Avinu kana Eretz Yisrael b'halicha, kum mitzalich v'aretz, not the classical kinyan of Keter Shtar v'chazaka. They represent, essentially, the natural world, but rather, a different kind of kinyan. A kinyan which is the l'malo m'derech hateva. And that's why the pasuk says here, the Ribbono Shel tells you, if you follow that halicha that was laid down by Avraham Avinu, the architect of our history, then the histalachti b'seichechem, the pasuk says here, v'yisil lachem elokim. And as Rashi comments, atayel imochem b'gan Eden. Ribbono Shel will shpatzir with us. There will be a tiyul in Gan Eden. V'oylech etzchem komemius. Again, the term va'elech, the halicha, will walk together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are, in effect, brothers. Or as the Baal Tamid Vayra says, we are the she'er basar. We have consanguinity with Hashem Yisbarach. We are close relatives of Hashem. And we're going to enjoy the fruits of that halicha. V'nosati gishmechem b'itam, ufanisi aleichem, v'hifreisi eschem, v'hibesi eschem, and that's one tzad of the halicha. But that perspective of halicha can chas v'shalom be distorted. It can be skewered. We can't, if we so whimsically decide, abandon the hashkocha nisus of Hashem Yisbarach, and we can decide we can be kechol ulos ha'elam. The Irish have a state, we have a state. The Swedish people have a state, we have a state. They have a country, we have a country. We can see ourselves as a nation, Kichol HaGoyim, albeit small, but technologically sophisticated, capable of defending ourselves and surviving in this competitive and sometimes cruel world with our own abilities. Left to our own weaponry, governed by the Chuki HaTeva, that's also halicha. But it's a different kind of halicha, markedly different than the halicha that was initially concretized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Avraham Avinu. It's not the one that he foreshadowed, but it's the one that the Torah calls V'imtelchu imikeri, also Lashon Halicha, also the same verbal form that's used. But here the verbal form, of course, is Lashon Keri. There are many different interpretations of Keri among the Parshani and Mikra, but the Rambam writes in Hilchos Taanios, in a well-known comment, he explains this term as referring to a view of the world from a perspective of a secular historian. Namely, whenever I see a phenomena, there has to be some cause. This phenomena is the effect. There must be some previous cause that engendered this particular situation. If I choose this perspective, then, as I mentioned earlier, b'midah shel modei bodei din lo, then kabayochol will meet to us the approach that we want to take. Ahalicha b'derech hateva, not l'mala b'derech hateva, which of course can be burdensome, can be taxing, because there are many levels of achrayus, of responsibility, that we are compelled to follow. So we decide we're going to abandon that approach and take the halicha b'keri. And then Achron Litzlan, the Torah says, Hashem says, that's the approach you want to take? Im telchu imikeri, v'alachti yachani imachem b'keri. Again, the language of halicha used again and again. If we continue to see the world in such terms, as the Torah goes on and as Rashi comments in the seven different levels of Puranus, v'im be'ele lo tivasu li v'alachti imikeri, v'alachti imachem b'chamas keri. Each time, the keri will intensify, and the effect and upshot of keri, of course, is golus, because then we become like any nation, small in the number, that can easily be routed from Eretz Yisrael, we can easily be displaced, and that can engender all kinds of untold physical and psychological anguish, painfully portrayed by the Torah in Parshas Vehukosai. There's a very well-known and absolutely classic essay that the Meshech Chochma, Amir Simcha Kohen Mizvinsk, that he penned in Parshas Vehukosai, which is often cited and often quoted. And here, Amir Simcha Kohen Mizvinsk, he notes that our history is a pattern of being in Eretz Yisrael, of experiencing the harsh realities of Golus, whose primary purpose is really to redirect us to do tshuva, as the Gemara writes in Sanhedrin and elsewhere, and the subsequent development of Jewish communities in the Golus, both from a Ruchnius and Gashmius standpoint, where often, says the Meshech Chochma, after a period of time, even though we emerged from a situation where we were displaced, we were refugees, we were migrants, we were wanderers, but at a certain point in time, once we become ensconced in a community, we become smug, we become self-satisfied, as the Torah describes already at the end of Sefer Dvarim, Vayishman Yishun Vayivot Shomanta Avisa Kasisa Vayitoshel Okaaso Vayinabel Tzur Yishuaso. And Amir Simcha says there were those who even in Germany prior to the Nazi onslaught, they thought they were so successful, and they came to the following maskana. And the lashon of the Meshech Chochma is absolutely astounding. They came to the maskana, Sheberlin hi Yerushalayim, that essentially Berlin and Yerushalayim are haynu hach, v'chlon litzlan. So the Golus becomes, in our minds, the ultimate geula. We lose sight of a proper perspective, and as a result, says the Meshech Chochma, the Ribbono Shel Olam is sorely unhappy and anguished over this hashkafa, and is compelled once again to banish us from wherever Golus we have now established. So, of course, the question is there hope and solace?
Brooklyn or Lakewood instead of Berlin? Past Brooklyn or Lakewood?
There's someone here on the screen who lives in Lakewood, New Jersey. My chaver, my yidid nefesh. But I'm referring to Lav Dafka, Lake Brooklyn, Teaneck, New Jersey. You can fill in the the name came out with every galus that we've had. Is there any hope in salos for a Jew in galus? Can there be kedusha in the midst of churban, desolation? Are these two ideas mutually exclusive? So of course this is a philosophic question and a halachic question as well. The Torah writes in the Chukosai, the Torah tells us, V'hashimaisi es migdasheichem, V'nasati es oreichem charba, in describing the destruction that's going to take place, that the Migdash will be rendered shomein, will be rendered desolate, and the Mishnah comments in Masechet Megillah, Avo v'shesheinene migdushasene meidin, that even when there's galus, there also can be a kind of geula, if we have an understanding of what has befallen us, and why our perspectives are not well grounded and well founded, and what hashkafas precipitated this kind of galus, and then hopefully we will be able to be on the men, v'yisvadu es abomim v'es abosam, v'malom asher hochu mi v'keri, v'yav asher hochu mi v'keri, and then hopefully we'll come to some sort of nechama, kayadua. Every techach has to be accompanied by nechama. Kol ha-leviyim v'osimu divreim al-abedim nechama. The Gemara says in Saita that when one is giving musar, there always has to be a dichotomy. Small deicha, yamin mekare. So even though one is deicha with divrei musar and words of chastisement and words of rebuke, however, the techacha must be accompanied by nechama, must be accompanied by words of consolation. And so here the Torah tells us, O ozi kanal v'avam ha'arel, v'oz yitzu es avinam. And the Torah said, v'zachati es b'risi Yaakov, v'yaf es b'risi Yitzchak, v'yaf es b'risi Avram eskar, v'yar es eskar. Once again, the ultimate nechama, of course, for a Jew is to come back, return to Eretz Yisrael, and only there, and then, Malakadosh Baruch Hu, remember the bris avos of Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. So essentially, to sum up, what we have articulated is two types of halicha. The ideal halicha, which is based on the model demonstrated to us by Avraham Avinu, when Hashem told him, Kum Yisalech Baretz La'olko L'Rachma, Avraham Avinu traversed the entire length and breadth of Eretz Yisrael, was called Eretz Yisrael by halicha with that kind of a kinyan, which is not the normal, classical kinyan that one acquires karka with, or chas v'shalom, one could abandon that halicha, the malam derech hateva, where the Ramban described was subjected to hashkacha nisus, a miraculous kind of hashkacha, and anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, and all of us, Baruch Hashem, live in Eretz Yisrael, or the Ezra Hashem, hope to live in Eretz Yisrael, where the Gemara writes in Subis, even someone, Shemitzate, Lir Oysa, is also a Ben Eretz Yisrael. All of us know that Eretz Yisrael is Mali V'Gadish Nixon. And even though we have not yet reached the ideal Shleimus, as the Ramban indicates, but we are Milumad B'Nisan. Even now, in the context of the terrible Magefa, the coronavirus, the COVID-19, Eretz Yisrael is in a different place than the rest of the world. And unquestionably, that has to do with the hashkacha of Hashem Yisbarach in Eretz Yisrael, a special hashkacha, as the Ramban indicated, even relating to our health and to our overall physical welfare. So there is a kind of halicha in Eretz Yisrael which is unique, even when we have not yet reached the level of shleimus. But certainly, if a person, chas v'shalom, chooses to abandon this halicha and go with the other genre of halicha, halicha b'keri, where we're going to be governed by chuki ha-teva, the way the Umos Ha'elam are governed. So the Baruch Hashem says, if you're going to walk with me b'keri, afani elechim lochem b'chamas keri. I want to comment on the divrei nechama that's also found over here. And Mefarshim again raised some major questions with reference to the nechama that the Torah describes. In Perek Chavav, Pasuk Mem, so the Torah, towards the end of this Torah, the Torah tells us, V'yisvadu es avoynam es avoyn avoysam, that we're going to, Baruch Hashem, come to a madrega of Yidui. B'malo mashemor alubi. V'yaf ha-shehochu imi v'keri. So after describing the galus from Eretz Yisrael, and other tragedies are going to befall us, the Torah begins the story of coming back. And obviously, vidui automatically assumes hakar sachet. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, definition of vidui, the Rambam has several components to vidui, and the first is a recognition of what we did. But in the next pasuk, despite the vidui that the Torah describes here in pasuk men, the next pasuk, the Torah says, afani eveshimon bikeri, ve'eveshi osam eretzoy vehem. The Torah goes on to say, I'm going to walk with them in their rebelliousness. I'll bring them into the land of their enemies. Then perhaps their uncircumcised hearts will yield. Then they'll rectify their chet. So all the Rishonim asked, surely, following Vidui, one would have expected more compassion on the part of Hashem Yisbach. Why does the Torah upon the heels of Vidui tell us that Hashem says, Afani, Eveshim Amikari? So the Ibn Ezra, right away, asked the Kasha, and he suggests that this pasuk refers to the behavior of Hashem Yisbarach before the Vidui. Hashem is taking credit for this Vidui, because what prompted this Vidui? The answer is Golus. Going into Golus, suffering often softens our heart, till we confess. And yet, it seems to be a strange construction of the Tzukin. And we know even the coronavirus, as many have mentioned, the Gemara Yevamos, Ein Peronis Bodo Elam Ela B'Shil Yisrael, any Peronis that comes is designed to arouse, to awaken us, to do tshuva, collective tshuva, individual tshuva. Everyone knows what they have to do. Everyone knows what the obligations are. But anyway, the Ibn Ezra understands the Psukim that the second pasuk falling upon the heels of Vidui, that Hashem says, Afani Eilich Mami Keri, refers to the behavior of Hashem before Vidui, because the Golos and the like and the suffering engendered this Vidui. The Ramban develops an unbelievable idea. He sees the Techacha here in the end of Vayikra, and the Techacha at the end of Sefer Dvarim and Parshas Kisavo, these are Divrei Nevuah, these are prophecies that were fulfilled during the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni respectively, and by the same token, the return in these two Svarim parallel the return from Bavel and the unfolding of the Tkufa of Mashiach. And the Ramban, to prove his thesis, the Ramban really offers a brilliant study of both texts, the text of the Chukosai, the text of Kisavo, and he has incredible support. And you see how carefully the Ramban reads the Sukkim Chumash, and the Ramban shows many, many parallels in terms of what happened historically, and these two Tochachas that I mentioned corresponding to Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni. Suffice it to say, for our purposes, that following our return from Babel, Klal Yisrael found enemies in their land, which at that time was under Persian dominion. And the Ramban maintains, therefore, that Sukkim follow each other after our confession. Yes, we return to our land, but the land remains that which belongs to our enemies. However, as mentioned, the Rishonim are very troubled by, number one, the language of his father, and then the pasuk afterwards, Afani Eilechem Amikeri, Ve'eveish Yosom Be'eretz Oivehem, O'oz Yikonah Le'vavam Le'arel, V'oz Yirtu Esavonim. So the basic question that we raised earlier, what is the nature of this expression? O'oz Yikonah Le'vavam Le'arel, their uncircumcised hearts will yield, will have hachnoah. But didn't we already say vidui? We already yielded. Secondly, in the next pasuk, the Torah said, the Zachadir is Brisi Yaakov, the Yafir is Brisi Yitzhak, the Yafir is Brisi Abram, Eskar, Varat Eskar. And Rashi already comments, and the Rishonim also are troubled by why does the Torah mention the Avos in reverse order? First Yaakov, then Yitzchak, then Avram. Why are they not mentioned chronologically? And this question is asked by the Medrash, asked by the Mefarshim. And even in terms of the Trop, the Tamei HaMikra, it's clear that Yaakov is the central figure mentioned in this pasuk. Avram and Yitzchak appear almost parenthetically, secondarily. And thirdly, the Torah here utilizes the expression Levavam he'arel, an uncircumcised heart. And yet, the Torah says here, O'oz yikana, that uncircumcised heart will yield, will have hachna, will become self-contrite. When one looks in Sefer Dvarim, in the Techacha over there, one notices, the Rishon already pointed out, the end of Masechet Megillah, that there's a connection between Kisavo and Pashat Mitzavim. As I mentioned before, every Techacha is accompanied by Nechama. When you look in Kisavo, you don't automatically see the Nechama. Torah ends with the Techacha by saying, Nismakatem Shom V'yavecha L'avodim U'lishvachot V'yein Koneh, and then Eila Dibri Abrish Ashativu Hashem Et Moshe, Lichros is May Yisrael V'yeretz Moyov, where's the Nechama? So all the Rishonim point out, takes his rib, and other Rishonim, the Nechama is to be found in Nitzavim. There the Ramban articulates the Pasha of Tshuva, but there the Torah uses a striking Lashon that the Ramban also comments on, which is very much parallels the Lashon over here at the end of Chukosai. And this is so that I heard from my Rebbe, Agdoy Natsilo Keratatsky, Sechatag de Bracha. He pointed out that here the Lashon is Ozi Kanal of Avam the Arel. And what did the Torah say over there? Umo Hashem Okecha Slavavcha et Slavav Zarecha. The Torah speaks about Hashem circumcising our hearts. So there seem to be two levels, or two types of tshuva, if you will. And apparently the one of the Chukosai is the initial step towards tshuva, and the one in Yitzhakim, where the Ramban describes at great length the idyllic kind of situation that's going to take place over there in the context of that parsha, is the second level of tshuva, which is futuristic and messianic in nature. And essentially, the two levels are the following. As I mentioned, bidul means hakara sachet. Tshuva, of course, implies when the Ramban and other Rishonim, the Ramban says it actually over there in Nitzavim, b'sicho, b'vavcho la'asoysoy, but the Rambam also in Hilchos Tshuva, kayadua, speaks of hakara sachet, charoto, kabbalah labo, remorse, resolution, and tshuva we know is mechaper, that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, but the tshuva that's found here, as I said, it's only an inkohet kind of tshuva. It's an initial kind of tshuva, which will lead to a ozi kanal of avon le'arel vaz yirtzes avona. But the tshuva the Torah mentions in Sefer Dvarim, in Pashas Kisavo, is of a different nature. It has eschatological implications, and it involves the way the Ramban says, hashava, such a return, that we're going to come back to the matzav of other Marishim Kodem Achet. Ramban, throughout his Perush Shel HaTorah, indicates that this is the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to come back to Gan Eden, to the matzav of other Marishim Kodem Achet, where there was complete Gilui Panim and total connection with Hashem Yisbarach 24/7 without Hesed Hadas. That's what we want to do. And that is the Perek that the Torah describes in Nitzavim. Umal Hashem Elokecha describes his ultimate return to Hashem Yisbarach. Here, in the Chukosai, we're talking about Vidui and Tshuva vis-a-vis a particular Chet. And now, the Sukkim here, both in the Chukosai and Kisavo, take on a new dimension. Here, the Torah says that Klal Yisrael will say Vidui, and that's followed by the Haftarah of Hashem Yisbarach to bring us to the land of our enemies. Till when? Till we fulfill till our uncircumcised heart yields. Because confession, vidui, akaras hachet, is only the beginning. And secondly, especially according to the Ramban, and according to the Rambam, the Moreh Nevuchim, the Chalakal, Perek Beis, and the Ramban in Chumash, and Kimat Rov, we showed them, understood the Chet, what happened as a result of the Chet of Eitz Hadas. The nature of man was altered. And since then, we have sought physical pleasure. The Rambam writes there in Moreh Nevuchim that we gave up muskolos from Ugoshos. In Gan Eden, we had muskolo. It was an idyllic kind of environment based on MS. What happened after the Chet? Now Tov V'Ra entered the picture. Subjective desires, tavlot, and the like. And while the Torah encourages us to constantly transcend and to sanctify the physical, there's a constant struggle that all of us undergo. Both individually and collectively, we always have to work very hard to subdue the Yetzer Hara. Before the Chet in Gan Eden, man was perfect, but that will not come about again until Achris Hayamin, to the end of days. So here in Bechukosai, the heart remains uncircumcised. Tshuva weakens the impulse to do Chet, but that's it. We have to continue to struggle. However, in Dvarim, there the Torah is describing an ideal situation, the ultimate tshuva, through which, once again, we'll be able to come back to the matzav of other Verisha and Kodem Achet. And that the Torah calls Milas HaLev, circumcision of the heart, Umol Hashem Elokecha Sevavcha Ve'Sevav Zarecha, implying the removal of any urge to do any kind of chet. And that has many theological issues associated with it, but the Ramban there on the spot, we'll take a look at the Ramban, Al-Atar, the Ramban describes this phenomenon, and my Rebbe, Arav Kanetovsky Zatzal, then suggested to answer the other question that we raised, namely the question raised by Mefarshim, why the order of the Avos has been reversed. Here the Torah says, Zachar b'es b'risi Yaakov, v'yafes b'risi Yitzchok, v'yafes b'risi Avram Eskar, v'yaretz Eskar. Avram and Yitzchok represent a kind of shlemus, a kind of perfection. Yaakov, however, of all the Avos, represents reality. Yaakov errs, Yaakov falls, Yaakov loses his exalted position, Yaakov dreams of sheep, he forgets to fulfill his promise, but Yaakov Avinu, the godless of Yaakov Avinu, similar to where the Sfasemis describes the godless of Yehuda, Korah Shokav Kari Uchalavimi Kimenu. Even though he was down, he was able to once again pick himself up, a kind of Yeridul Tzarech Aliyah, described by the Ramban in Vayigash. And also Yaakov Avinu rises above his failings and gains the name Yisrael, Yashar Keil. Chazal even tell us, the Medrash, that the two Seirim that Yaakov used to receive the bracha, Soil Hashem, Soil Azazel, those two are offered as a kapara on Yom Kippurim. So Yaakov Avinu really represents reality, and all of us live in reality. We have ups and downs. There are many zigzags in our lives. Individually, collectively, there's chet, ein tzadik baratz hasheyasa tov lo yesta, but it can be overcome. There's an uncircumcised part, levavim v'arel, but that levavim v'arel can be transformed into mila of orlas halev. It can be held in check. And that's why the Torah describes tshuva by remembering the bris with Yaakov Avinu, while Avraham and Yitzchak only have an indirect kind of reference. Just mention that in these parshas that we read, and I alluded to this earlier, a philosophic question, an halachic question, whether Churban and Kedusha are two opposites, are they exclusive? Is it possible to have desolation and debris, ruination, and ashes, and simultaneously also have Kedusha, or is it not possible? And we mentioned that we see from the Mishnah Megillah And we see from the Gemara at the end of Masechet Makos and from many other psukim in Tanakh, Har Tzion, even though there are factions prowling on Har Tzion, Shuv and Hilchubo, but we know Ato Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam is still there. The Ribbono Shel Olam is ensconced even in debris, even in ruination. And that's what the Torah actually describes in this week's Pasha of Chukosai. V'nasati esareichem chorba, v'ashimosi es migdishechem, v'ashimosi ani es haaretz, v'shomu aleo oivetem ayushvim bo. Rabban has an unbelievable comment, the way he expresses this idea in the context of this sukkim. We know that even though Eretz Yisrael was in a state of desolation, and Eretz Yisrael was occupied by many, many nations of the world, but at the same time, the Ramban says, no other nation outside of Klal Yisrael will succeed in returning to Eretz Yisrael. No other nation will succeed in not just conquering, but settling Eretz Yisrael, will become prosperous, Dafka, Am Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael are ineluctably connected, inextricably intertwined. So even though the Beis HaMikdash may have been physically destroyed, but we know what the Mishnah also writes in Masechet Megillah regarding the Beis HaKnesset Shechorev and regarding the Mikdash Shechorev, Avli Sheshemim, Mikdashot HaNeinimdin, and the Rambam of course develops this idea that the Kedushas HaMikdash is different than the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael, even though that may have been rendered null and void by Yishu Menu Shevi. Regarding the rest of Eretz Yisrael, but not regarding the Mikdash. Because the Kedusha of Mikdash is not based on Kibush, but based on Chazakah. And therefore, even when the Makom HaMikdash is physically in ruins, it does not invalidate the Kedusha. So here we have in these parshas of Habakkuk Kosai and in Haftarah, that we're going to read this Shabbos, after from the Navi Yirmiyahu, Kisei Kavod Mor Merishon Mikrei Mikdashenu, Mitre Yisrael Hashem. I heard from the Rav Zatzal a number of times what idea is being expressed over here. He called it the double image theory, derived from Yaakov Avinu, who stopped over and he saw a ladder, Sula Mutzav Arza, and the Gemara says in Chulin, the Malachim were looking at the physiognomy of Yaakov Avinu. They were looking at the physical Yaakov, but there's another aspect of Yaakov which the Gemara says in Chulin, Zivi Kunin Shal Yaakov Chakuka Bikisi Yaakov. Each Jew has two images, one lamata and one lamala. Every Jew, every institution has a double image. That's how Leshi was found according to Zoya. It's also a Pasha at the end of Bahar. Pasuk found twice in Chumash. The end of Kedoshim and the end of Bahar. In Kedoshim, the Pasuk says, Eshapsoi Tishmor Mikdoshim Tiro, that's at the end of Bahar. And in Kedoshim, the Pasuk says also, Shapsoi Sei Tishmor Mikdashi Tiro Ami Hashem. Why the Lashon of Shapsoi Sei, Lashon Rabin? It's also the subject of the Gemara in Shabbos, beginning in Klal Gadol, the Gemara comments on two psukim. Sometimes we speak of one Shabbos, sometimes we speak of two Shabbosim. So the Zohar says, there's Shabbos de Leila and Shabbos de Tator. There's a higher level of Shabbos and a lower level of Shabbos. And the lower level of Shabbos is when a person essentially works the entire week, and on Shabbos, he rests the way our Soloveitchik described in White Russia, when individuals who worked very hard in the course of the week, they were porters, schleppers, if you will, and yet when they would come on Friday night to Mincha, to Kabbalah Shabbos, they were totally transformed. Yomru Guli Hashem, Mashagolam Yatzor. So that's one level of Shabbos. But there's another level of Shabbos which all of us certainly in our minds and in our hearts we strive for, and that's Shabbos de Leila, Leyeng Shekula Shabbos and Lucha, Lechaye Elamim. So here the Torah tells us, Hashimeis is Midishaychem. So even though physically they may have destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, but as the Gemara says in Tainis, there's both Yerushalayim Shel Mata, that they may have destroyed, but they cannot destroy Yerushalayim Shel Mala, which is embedded in the Makom HaMikdash. So in effect, this Haftarah tells us about this double image. The Navi tells Klal Yisrael, don't be frightened, even if we leave Eretz Yisrael, but the final destiny of Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will come back. Klal Yisrael, we will return. This is the Haftacha. It also happens to be the Haftarah of Parshas Bahar. Alfavetchik also used to comment on this. Yirmiyahu HaNavi purchases a field from his uncle. On the day that Yerushalayim is attacked by Nebuchadnezzar, on the day of the Churban HaMikdash, and of course the Navi says, oh, give no sado sukramim bahara Yerushalayim. And here in the Chukosai, Kisei Kavoy, Mara Merisha, Mekovik Dashenu, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, as the Navi ends in the Haftarah of this week's Parsha. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. The ultimate hope of Klal Yisrael is to be found in Hashem Yisbarach. And that hope, of course, is expressed. Refa'eni Hashem be'erofe, Hoshieni li'vashea ki silasi ata. And even during these heady days that we are in, engulfed the entire world in a coronavirus, but we know and we have trust in Hashem Yisbarach, Gamze Yavor, and those of us who are zeicha to live in Eretz Yisrael under this extraordinary hashkocha that Hashem Yisbarach has given us, the hashkocha nisus, we are mispalel that not only should we, but the entire world should somehow be zeicha to rachmei shamayim, to chazdei Hashem, halavai, that the haftochas mentioned in this week's parsha, and those that are mentioned in Parshas Kisavo, those haftochas should be mekuyim bekarov, and beis Hashem Yisbarach, all of Klal Yisrael should be zeicha to come back to Eretz Yisrael and witness and experience the hashkocha nisus that Hashem Yisbarach promises us. Will be zeicha the shleimus of the haftocha, as the Ramban expressed it, going back to the beginning of the shir, ba'ofen tzmidi. Halavai, we should be zeicha to that level of haftocha being mekuyam, namely, ba'ofen tzmidi, v'nasati shalom ba'aretz, v'shchaptem be'ein machavid, v'shvati chayor min ha'aretz. Of course, we know that the haftocha is predicated upon the fulfillment of the tzvai, v'mechukosai te'lecho. And as Rashi comments, shetu ha'melim ba'torah, if we are diligent, if we toil in the study of Torah, if we commit ourselves to mitzvahs of Hashem Yisbarach, to doing chesed, no doubt, halavai b'karam mamish, we should be zocher to this shleimus, amen v'amen.